And we're going to kind of transition now because we are living in this new world. We've been talking about it all day today. And so many of us are working from home and isolating to protect ourselves and our loved ones. But it means we're separated from the people that we work with and that we care about. And that's true for us here on the Radio Boston team, too. So we have been bringing you some little moments to show you what we're doing to stay connected as a team and telling stories of how we're passing the time. Today, we've got Radio Boston's Walter Wuthman now in studio. Yes, Walt?
I'm here, Tiziana. How are you?
I'm well, Walt. What's going on?
Well, I'm sitting in your chair, which is a little weird. It's still here, if not a little dusty, but we're holding it open for you.
Thank you. Does it feel a little odd to be on that site? So, Walt, you're going in a couple of hours every day, right? You're not exclusively quarantined at home.
No, I'm coming into the stations in the afternoon. I'm helping produce this show from inside the studio. So as long as you're not really hearing about me on air, that means I'm doing my job. You know, we're playing the sound for you. We're getting the music up and down. We're getting all these wonderful callers on air. But today I'm here to tell you a little bit what I'm doing when I'm at home.
Tell me, you have a very specific story you want to reflect on.
Yeah, we were talking about this morning, Tiziana, because we're all looking for stuff to fill our time, all of this new aimless, structureless time that we all have. And, I've been Zoom calling my parents, Zoom calling my friends, kind of the normal things. But I recently got really into this puzzle. And I know you're kind of a puzzle master, but I
enjoy puzzles.
You do like 2,000-piece puzzles, and I'm not there.
Not alone.
But my roommates and I were doing this 1,000-piece puzzle of Monet's water lilies, which, if you can picture it, it's basically two colors. It's green and blue, and there's like a tiny bit of pink. But I've gotten, I don't know, I've never done puzzles before. It's been so daunting. You stare at this box of one color and you think, how can this ever be a picture? And it's just sort of fun to come up with these strategies. You know, you find the edge pieces, you make the edge pieces, then you think, okay, this top left corner is a little lighter blue. So I'm going to go into the box, I'm going to find all the little light blues and start connecting them. And as these hours pass and you're spending time with your friends and these little strategies are taking you further and further into the puzzle, and suddenly this picture is emerging. I just had this aha moment about why people love puzzles. It's like, I don't know, it's like this metaphor for life and this quarantine that we're in is if you just chip these little pieces away, you're going to get to the full picture. You're going to get to the other side. And it's like the most hokey, cliche thing ever. But I just had this lightning bolt moment with it, and I'm so excited to finish it.
So how far along are you?
I'm like 2/3 done. There's this little strip left of blue and green swampy water lilies that I think we're going to get done maybe tonight, maybe tomorrow. I don't know.
And you said we, and you're referring to your friends, but I think you live in a house with 6 people, right? So you do have a community working.
We have a community working on it. What, many hands makes light work? Light puzzling?
That's right. That's right. Well, I'm going to invite guests, our listeners, Walt, to think about the metaphor for living in quarantine that you just gave us with that puzzle. You know, a little corner at a time, and you're figuring out the picture as you go along. That's Radio Boston's Walt Wuthman. Thanks for joining us for that, Walt. It was great to hear from you, even from my chair.
Thanks, Tiziana.